But all of those costs are the risk factors engaged in having a defined benefit plan. It doesn't change the actual costs that we have. It's just when our costs and our commitments will occur.
And you can guarantee us the state will never change this on us, or, you know, our city share, or because right now we have complete control over that. We're going to be giving away that control to the state.
Correct. And I can absolutely guarantee you that the state someday probably will change it. The plan's been in place for decades, and anywhere from 10 to 20 years, they make a change. The last significant change was in 2000 with Act 10, related to that. During Act 10 and shortly thereafter, they did one back in 1997 where they reduced the benefit ratio, so actually took away some benefits from everyone. So I can tell you that, yes, you are sort of giving that authority over to the state, and someday they may change it, and they will be able to do so unilaterally, and you will be in the same position as nearly every other city, village, town,
right,
school district, and special utility district in the state in having to deal
except
with.
Except we could be one of them not affected by it as well if we didn't do this. So we don't know if it will be a positive or a negative coming to us in the future. And there's a lot of language in here about there's anticipating that it would be at least 5 years before we would terminate the principal DB plan. But there's also language that says at any time at its sole discretion that we could do that, provided we do it under the laws. So I'm not really sure what that time is, because it's at the sole discretion
what,
that we can.
What
do
we've
that.
Suggested is for people who are within 8 years of retirement or think that they're going to leave our employment for within 8 years, this plan would be open that long. Basically, that's based upon the fact that you have to be in the state's plan for 5 years to be able to vest in the plan and get a benefit. If we pushed one of these DPW workers, for example, who's 4 years from retirement into WRS tomorrow, they would effectively earn no more pension benefit for the next 4 years because they'd pay into WRS, not be vested, retire, and not get anything for those years of service. So we've anticipated 8 years, and the eight had a specific reason. Their current plan allows them to retire with that full benefit at age 62. It's been that way for decades. So I backed up 5 years from that, the vesting period for WRS, and then said someone who made that choice might get to 62 and realize they can't quite afford it and work to the other normal retirement age of 65. So I used that 8-year period. But in letting employees know that that's our intent in making this move right now, I was sure to reserve our rights as a city and make it clear that we're not creating a contract where this council or a future council doesn't have a right to alter the plan. You guys do have that right and will always retain that right, even though you're telling them, right now we expect you to be able to stay in this plan for another 8 years. It's not our intent to change it. But I had to preserve all of the council's rights that currently exist under the plan.
Do we have to be in a real hurry? Can we get some better costs? I mean, this is another one of these strategies without cost. And like we always do, once we move it forward, it's like, oh, well, you did this, and then we end up doing something we didn't know, and we lock ourselves in, and we can't back up. I've seen that very often happen.
At the budget meeting, you were told the precise general fund costs built in if everybody made the transition. It was $97,000, I can't remember if it was $326,000 or $400,000, but it was $97,000 and change was the amount built into the budget to fund this transition that pays those costs. We have not, that does not include the one additional accelerated cost, you know, the cost mm-hmm. that will be realized. It's already an obligation of.
What will that be?
Pardon?
What will that be?
We won't know until the actuary figures it out. He told us we could have him figure it out in advance of the regular process if we give them a $5,000 contract where the principal does that work for us. They've given us an...
what if that figure comes back so high that we decide we don't want to do that or we can't afford to do that? And where are we at that point?
So I'll tell you what, I'll tell you everything I know about that. That total cost of normal cost is about $184,000 for everybody. Paul guessed, and I agree with Paul, that it's probably a lower end number, like maybe 15% of that cost of $184,000. Whereas he said, it could be as much as, I don't think it'll be any more than 50%, but it might be closer to 50% of the 184 if everybody switches to WRS. We know probably based on age, we're going to have probably at least a quarter of the people not switch. And I've spent a good while today crunching the numbers and actually looking at how those ratios play out. And I will be astounded if it's closer to the 50%, because if you look at how the math works, and I know none of you want me to get into algebra here, but the salary factor, number one, only goes up by what the salary is, 2 to 3%. At no year in the 30 years does the years of service factor get as low as that. And in the first 15 years, it's significantly higher because that goes up by a lot. So the actuary said he hadn't really thought about it and figured it out. But when I started looking at the numbers, it's not going to be that. So what you're going to have is the 184 at most, I believe, the 184 times three quarters, because a quarter of them are going to stay in the plan, times more like 30%. And so it is a cost, but it's a cost the city will pay anyway. I mean, whether they stay in the plan or go to WRS or not, it's an obligation we have for years of service already banked.
Okay. So, Alderman Wilhelm, I read an article last week on how to improve your common council meetings. And one of them said...
Not to let any alderman ask any question?
Not to let one person dominate the conversation. Alderman Dander, then Alderman Taylor.
Many of you have known that I've raised this question before. Are we moving too quickly on this issue? We haven't had a chance to really look at the finances and compare it from our existing plan to this plan and see it side by side. I have asked that this be reviewed, and we have a finance meeting coming up here on the 23rd where we will look at and Paul, you can write this down. I want to see a comparison. I want to see how this compares to our existing plan and how much is this going to cost, because you know what? The citizens are going to want to know. I mean, I totally agree with the comments that are made that this is a phenomenal benefit that will attract skilled employees into the city. I understand that. But I think we ought to know what the cost comparison is to our current existing defined benefit plan and look at it this way and say, hey, is this definitely worthwhile to go into this investment into our employees? It may be. It may rightfully be. But right now there's so many various ratio numbers going around that we truly – you and Paul and Mark, you more so, have gone through the numbers and had to re-solidify the numbers over and over and over again. And we want to believe you, but we're like some of us up here are like doubting Thomas's, and we would like to make sure, okay, because we're the ones that are on the line. We're the ones that are voting yes or no.
So what we included in the budget and discussed in the budget committee, the cost of moving to WRS, changing the ratios, if every one of our employees made the switch, is that $97,000 figure. And we have budgeted for that in the mayor's recommended budget that the Committee of the Whole's already looked at. The other potential expenditures, I will call them expenditures, not costs, are not increases. They're just payment of commitments we've already made, and it will be impossible to give you a firm number on those until after the process where everyone has selected whether they're in or out. That will tell us if some of these costs that we already have as fiscal obligations are which ones may come in where we pay a little bit in, you know, 2019, a little bit in 2020. It will be impossible for us to tell you what those are. The actuary doesn't know until everybody's picked. We don't know. But again, that's not a cost of moving to WRS in my mind, because it's paying a commitment, a contractual commitment effectively you've already made for the prior years of service that employees have.
Alderman Danner still has the floor, and I remind him of the comment I made to Alderman Wilhelm.
I understand. I'm also, if we consider doing this, is there a minimum requirement participation that we have to abide by in going into WRS? So is it 25% of the employee pool has to be able to go in minimum? Are there other, what are the qualifying factors to be able to go into this? I'm sure there's a minimum.
No, actually, every one of the employees could decline, but all new employees after January 1st would automatically be enrolled. So we can't separate it by department or division or job title. We can't offer it to some and not to others. You have to offer it to each of those who qualify and meet the hours of service, hours worked every year, which is 1,200 hours. So you offer to them, and they can decline or accept. If they decline, it is a permanent decision for them. If they accept, then they're in WRS, but all new employees would be afterwards. But, no, there isn't a requirement, which is one of the reasons we've built this such that after, you know, it states in here around 8 years, these plans won't have any new years of service. So it's basically forcing the hand of any employee who's planning to be here more than 8 years to move into WRS.
I think this is a good time to give you my little speech that I've been planning on for about 4.5 years. These are all great questions, but we provide the documents.
Can I give the speech then?
We provide these documents
on
Friday.
Don't take over the whole meeting. Yeah, see how it is.
Are you through? I listened to a half hour of people. Okay. We provide these documents on Friday afternoon. That gives you ample opportunity to look through them and develop your own questions. The time to ask these detailed questions of staff is Monday, and then you can have your answer Monday and Tuesday, and then we can move these meetings along with a little bit more efficiency than we're experiencing tonight. If you read the action item, it's just telling staff to go do some more work. Alderman Taylor.
Thank you. I couldn't have said that any better. I mean, if you look on page 110, upper corner, nice box. It says draft working document. Mm-hmm. Okay? So I'm sorry. I agree, Your Honor. And granted, if aldermen have questions and they've reached out to staff and staff doesn't get back to them, that's a big
different,
issue.
That's
okay? And that's an issue where on this floor they should be called out. On this floor. Because this is very complicated. You don't do this up here. You go in Mark's office or Paul's or whatever, and you get your questions answered. I don't need to hear these questions, especially if I've asked them already, not just on this topic, but any topic. And I understand sometimes you want to put something on the record. I get that. But this is the minutiae that makes government just look totally inefficient. Totally inefficient. Now, WRS is well run. They got a much bigger bank account than the city does, than any county does. And so many municipalities are already there. And the county is begging Wisconsin to take over the mess. And the county is, I mean, the state's not sure if they actually want it. And Alderman Nelson he has been with the county for 25 years, and you couldn't run fast enough.
I would sprint there.
So I think these questions, some of the ones that have been asked tonight, really need to be done. And you know what? If you don't have the answers, vote no. Vote no. I mean, that's really that simple. I mean, and then there was a statement made earlier that we've been voting on all these things that we don't know answers to. I don't know what that comment was. I don't know where that's coming from, that we don't know dollar amounts or, I mean, someone actually proposed that we didn't know that the referendum, or numerous people, that the referendum question wasn't for like 20 years. They think it was a one-time thing. I understood what this referendum question was. I mean, this is just getting ridiculous up here, that the amount of questions. And on the last one, back before, on the TID 6, we had 15 questions there. Do it during the week. Your Honor, I'll make a motion to direct staff to move forward.
Second. Alderman Barber, then Alderman Nelson.
I'm in favor of this moving forward. In the committee last night, there's a lot of discussion. There's a lot of time spent on this. Prior to this coming up in the packet, I also contacted Mark and the Paul on the fact that I had been contacted by the chairperson of the Finance Committee, who was also asking for some input on this, and I suggested that they come to citizen comments or they come and raise it before the Finance Committee. And I think it's on an agenda. I'm not sure whether they followed up on that, for the Finance Committee to look at this and give us some advice. But I am in favor of it moving forward. I think it's a great plan. I'm for it for the employees. I would just like to know if there is some concern that the finance company is raising about the future or financing of this, and I'd like to have their information. But I'm in favor of voting it forward at this point.
Alderman Nelson.
I was seconding the motion.
I'm going to read the motion again, just so everybody's clear and nobody can say I didn't hear it. The motion is to direct the Director of Administration to work with Labor Council to prepare the necessary actions and plan amendments to incorporate the strategy set forth in the document titled Transition Steps for Migration to WRS for Eligible Non-Protective Service Employees, the Impact on Employees and Existing Pension Plans, into the City of Franklin Defined Contribution Retirement Plan, the City of Franklin Defined Benefit Retirement Plan, the Employee Handbook, and the Civil Service Personnel Administration Manual. This does not include an action to pass an ordinance.
That's the motion.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
I'm abstaining.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Abstain.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes, one abstention, no absent.
Nice job on this, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Yep,
well
good
done.
Job.
A lot of work.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I'm not going to apologize for asking questions. I feel as if I'm doing my job. And if you don't want to ask any questions up here, that's fine. But you should not be telling me how I feel that I should be doing my job. If you want to ask your questions behind closed doors and you're comfortable with that, then that's fine. But I like to ask the questions so the public can understand that I do have questions and that there are some things that might need to be looked at. I've always heard that there was the only dumb question wasn't one that wasn't answered or asked, and so I'm living by that. And again, I don't feel I need to apologize for reading the packet and coming up with questions. And I do call staff frequently. I've called Joel, I called Paul, I've called Glenn on things, I've called the clerk on things, and I do. I just happen to have a lot of questions. Sorry.
The other perspective is it becomes a matter of respect for your constituents and the people in the audience. There's two citizens out here. I didn't see any of them ask a question about this. So we're going to move on. Item G10, a resolution for final change order number 2 to Yankee General Contractors for an increase of $8,764.70 for construction of River Park Path Bridge.
So move.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying
aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G11 is an ordinance to amend Ordinance 2017-2301, adopting the 2018 annual budget for capital outlay.
Second.
For the record, this is moving some money to take care of a police motorcycle issue. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstention. Item G12 on page 121. I apologize for not doing that tonight. Authorization for contracts with Associated Bank for maintaining employee health savings accounts with EBC, Employee Benefits Corporation, to add the EBC Limited FSA plan to city's agreement.
Place. So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's do item H1 licenses. Alderman Taylor.
All right. We have first one, Werther Hold for Appearance. Alexis, approve. Egner, hold for appearance. Byron Guzzo, approve. Olson, not you, Your Honor.
Denied.
No. Yeah, hold for appearance. The rest on page 1 are approved. And then the Hill Has Eyes, they asked for an extension originally of October 31st through November 3rd, but then they reached out. I got a phone call from Scott Johnson, who's basically handling this, and says they only needed the second and the third, and that's what the committee approved. Same time frames as normal Friday and Saturdays.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Let's do I-1 vouchers. Is there a motion approving the following city vouchers with an ending date of October 11, 2018, the amount of $1,992,158.47, and payroll dated October 12, 2018, the amount of $404,273.24, and payments to the various payroll deductions, the amount of $221,102.40, plus city matching payments, an estimated payroll of October 26th, estimated at $384,000, and payments to the various payroll deductions, estimated $408,000, plus city matching payments, an estimated payroll dated November 9th, estimated at $396,000, payments to various payroll deductions, estimated $202,000, plus city matching payments, and the release of payment to Knight Berry Incorporated in the amount of $1,443,196.33.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstention. We move back to G13 on page 135. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stat 19.85 sub 1 sub e to deliberate upon a potential tax incremental financing district number 6 mixed use industrial commercial retail single family residential and open space uses project development agreement, the negotiation of agreement terms, and the investing of public funds in relation thereto for competitive and bargaining reasons, and re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dander.
Aye.
We are in closed session.
Schultz.
8:03, we're back in the open session. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? No. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.